Welcome to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer, a full show of tips and practical strategies to repair, rebuild, and strengthen your relationship. If you are currently stuck, wondering if your marriage can be saved, or you know you want to save it but don't know how to go about changing it, this show is for you. To book your free marriage strategy session with Nicola, get the free marriage ebook or donate. If you are enjoying the show and want to help keep it flowing, visit www.nicolabeer.com.
Hi and welcome. I'm so happy you're here. I'm going to be talking today about how to solve a sexless marriage. I spoke before about the 12 different reasons for a sexless marriage, so do check out that podcast if you missed it. And this one's really about how to solve it. What not to do and what to do. If you're feeling frustrated and down about your sex life right now, you are not alone. And that's why online relationship counselling and relationship advice hotlines exist. Nearly every couple I speak to wants to change or improve something when it comes to their sex life. Whether it's the frequency, who instigates, boredom from lack of variety, or how involved a partner is during sex. And by involved, I mean many men will share with me that when their wife is having sex with them, they see it that their wife is doing it because it's more of a chore rather than enjoying it. Pity sex, as some call it. And men also get annoyed and frustrated that their wife is not having an orgasm. And then I support women who are also disappointed that their husband doesn't make it pleasurable, that they just want to have quick sex and it be over, or that they are not engaged, they're not really there. And then there are couples who crave, men and women who have shared to me that I really just want my husband or wife to open their eyes when they're having sex with me, to look at me, to hold me, to feel me. And these women or men may share with me sometimes that they don't feel they're getting much from their sex life. So it's a complicated issue, and there are lots of different variations as to why it may not be the way the couple hope for. And in addition to the sex not being good between a couple, sometimes a lack of physical attractiveness can also lead to a sexless marriage. Typically, this comes up in my sessions where someone puts on a lot of weight, or someone is less hygienic, or someone gets into bed drunk and smelling of alcohol, or someone has bad breath and not cleaning their teeth. These are the things that also affect the sex life. In fact, on that, I had a man who signed up for my two-month coaching program to change his sexless marriage. And he said, I need relationship advice. How can I make my wife interested in sex? And I asked him if there were any complaints about his appearance. He said, no, I don't think so. No. We're both physically attractive to each other. That's not an issue in our relationship. And then he said, well, hang on, maybe. He said, my wife always says that she doesn't like my hair and that I always need a haircut, but I like to leave my hair long. And then he burst out laughing, and I said, what? And he said, oh, she also always tells me that my breath smells, and he hadn't addressed it. And then we were both laughing. And I said to him, I'm not sure if the bad breath is the reason that she's not wanting to have sex with you, but it certainly can't be helping it. And he had never thought about it before. Going through, I have this long list to improve the passion, the connection, and the intimacy. Going through my long list, this came out. And so sometimes it's just about really looking within ourselves or talking it through with somebody, what all the sort kind of dynamics are that are playing out so we can then address them. So needless to say, he went out and got a haircut and carries a breath freshener and really focuses on that, which his wife is really pleased with. So I've mentioned these are the physical reasons that couples can end up in a sexless marriage, the misalignment in the sex and the physical attractiveness. However, this is normally only 10% of the reasons couples end up in a sexless marriage. The majority of men and women who end up not having sex very often has nothing to do with the sex. And I summarized already the top 12 reasons. You can check my blog or you can check the other podcast episode if you want to go over those. But the four main ones that are not directly connected to sex are unresolved hurts and resentments from the past that gets in the way, negative repetitive thoughts about the marriage or the situation or their partner. Poor communication, silent treatment, things like that. And the fourth is some kind of addiction to something that gets in the way, whether it's drinking, whether it's triathlon, training, all different kinds of reasons where something gets in the way of the sex. And this is why in the audio programs that I created, the Empowered Love and the Marriage Makeover, they cover the unresolved hurts and resentments, the negative report, poor communication and everything. Because it can be really hard for some men and women to switch on wanting to have sex if there's no affection, there's no engaging conversation, there's no honesty and openness. Some people can have sex without an emotional connection, but this is a real minority. The majority of people, they need to have that emotional connection for it to be rewarding and for it to be enjoyable. So what can you do if you find yourself feeling frustrated and stuck in a sexless marriage? I'm going to share with you what you can do and what not to do. The first thing not to do is don't pressurize. Don't pressurize your husband or wife into sex or doing things they are resisting. Obviously, you may think, but you would be surprised the amount of times that I hear this happening. Pressurizing someone into having sex with you is not good for them, it's not good for you, and it's certainly not good for the marriage. Same goes with demanding and guilt-tripping or being passive-aggressive. And by passive-aggressive, I mean giving your husband or wife the silent treatment when you're not getting what you want, as you need a closer connection, and that will not be possible if you're not engaging with each other. The second thing is don't talk over it again and again. So it's really don't over-talk it. Some people over-talk their sexual frustrations, bringing it up again and again. If nothing is changing through you mentioning it, different action and suggestions are needed here. Definitely not repeating yourself over and over. The next one is don't hold resentment. Holding resentment harms you and the other person and the marriage. Many people bury their head in the sand and harbour resentment towards their partner. And this is not healthy at all, so you need to express it in a healthy way that helps you move forward. The next is don't give up. Rejection is hard to deal with, but giving up and stopping all attempts to be physically intimate may leave your spouse wondering if you have given up or no longer find them attractive and desire them. A lady came to me recently saying, I need a relationship advice because her husband wanted sex. And she went through a period where she was really stressed at work, she was really tired, and she had a lot of family pressure, and she just had no interest. And now he doesn't bother at all. And she started to think, is it because I'm putting on weight? Is it because I'm getting older? Has he met someone? And so we don't want to give up on something you're interested in. So it's about handling rejection. To get through life, whether it's in employment, relationships, we have to be able to handle being rejected. It is part of life. And the more we can be comfortable with being rejected, the more self-confidence and self-esteem we build. And this is what I really love to help people to do, to really build themselves up and be strong. Then we can handle rejection and not let it shatter us. The reason that rejection sometimes can be so painful is because we're already wounded and we're already not having that self-confidence and that high self-esteem. So someone comes along and says something that makes us not feel good enough. And because we already inside don't feel good enough, it really triggers us and really, really hurts. So if you are very sensitive and it's holding you back in life, then working on building your self-esteem and confident, becoming more secure in who you are and what makes you happy and what you want is a great thing to really do. And when this woman shared this with me, I said to her, really, that the person that you need to be speaking to is your husband. Is he withdrawing because you turned him down over this period of time? Is he withdrawing from sex because something's going on from him? You may even want to ask him, is he happy with your appearance? Is there anything that is bothering him. Having a conversation like this is not easy, but it's essential in healing and reviving a sex life. You don't have to talk. There are other options you can do without talking, getting into different actions as well to repair a sex life. So it depends on what's happening in your marriage and what you're most comfortable with and what your partner may be more comfortable with, talking or you just getting into different actions. It's not a happy solution for sure to give up. The next one is don't wait for time to change things. It's absolutely insane to think that your sex life will just get better all by itself with time. If you take no action, make zero changes, put no effort or energy into your relationship and sex life, it will remain the same or become more and more of a wedge between you as time goes on. So now I'm going to share with you what to do if you are feeling stuck with your sex life in your relationship at the moment. Do focus on attraction. Do make sure you are attractive in your energy, as in being the masculine or feminine energy for sexual chemistry to happen. I see this time and time again, where a husband is a procrastinator or not very organized or not much of a planner, and then they let their wife do everything in the marriage. And then this is where the women take on the masculine energy in the relationship of getting tasks done, organized, disciplined, and they lose the feminine energy of letting life happen and be flowing with life in the moment. And so sometimes the roles can be reversed, or sometimes both in the marriage can be the feminine, or both in the marriage can be this strong masculine energy. And this, according to many experts, is a reason why sex lives lose their chemistry. They lose their passion. So sometimes I work with women to get more into their feminine energy, to let go of some responsibilities. And sometimes I help men to become more action-oriented, more focused, more planning, and break through procrastination. It can be really simple, like shifting responsibilities in the relationship and getting some more balance. And then there's physical attractiveness. Taking a pride in how you look and how you dress is important. Sometimes we can get lazy, slob around in our slobby clothes, and from time to time put our partner off by the lack of attention and care perhaps that we give to our appearance. I had one lady complain recently that her husband is walking around in his underpants and they have a maid and she's really embarrassed and she couldn't stand it. And he just sort of shrugged it off. He thought, yeah, it's just one of those things, and didn't really take it seriously. And then it became a massive issue in their marriage because it wasn't addressed and just build and build. So these small things, seemingly small things, can really harm a couple's sex life. Do also focus on emotional connection. Most people like to have sex when they feel emotionally connected. Closeness through affection, holding hands, massages, cuddles, foot rubs, attention, putting your phone away, your screens away, and really looking at each other and giving each other that attention, and appreciation. Sharing positive words, giving compliments is also very important. So do you have meaningful conversations, or is it your conversations just about the day-to-day, finances or logistics of the children? The next one is do educate yourself. Sex education is really amazing for growth and development in this area. For anything else in your life, if you wanted to improve it or if you wanted to change it, you would study it, research it, read about it, educate yourself. Maybe even talk to a professional in the field. Yet with sex, people just hope that it will change by itself, and it rarely does. Do take action. Sex is an important part of a healthy, happy marriage. It's also our natural birthright to enjoy sexual pleasure. Certain parts of our bodies are designed to give us pleasure. It's the way we've been created. So know that you deserve it and take action to make it happen. Of course, if you're in a sexless marriage and both of you are not bothered by it, then it's not a problem. But if one of you is, then it's a problem for the relationship. Do also create more passion. There are countless ways to create more passion, inside and outside the bedroom. And I can't go into them all now, but you've got to find the right ones for you. And lastly, do believe that you can change it. It's never too late to have a great sex life with your husband or wife. It's never too late to have a great sex life with them. Sexual chemistry can happen. Changing habits is possible. Breaking routines can be easy. If you've got the right tools, the right guidance, a fear of sex is the thing that holds most people back, and also fear of rejection. So changing your beliefs around that can have a fundamental shift in your happiness. If you would like to find out more about the work that I do, then I'm going to put a link along with this page where you can check out the package that I have to help couples or individuals change their intimacy. Or you can go to my website, nicolabeer.com, and book a free 20-minute strategy session with me where we can look at ways to enhance your relationship in all different areas. From my heart to yours, thank you so much for listening today, and I look forward to being with you again next week. Bye for now.
Thank you for listening to How to Save Your Marriage with Nicola Beer. To book your free marriage strategy session today, you can visit www.nicolabeer.com, where you can also get the free marriage fixing ebook, request a topic for the show, and make a donation if the show has been of benefit to you and you want to help keep it going. We wish you an amazing love-filled day ahead.